Welcome to the King's Road Podcast. I am your host, the Aries Justin Yontz, and we are talking AEW Revolution and Dynamite.
Let's talk about this pay-per-view. This was a fascinating pay-per-view to me because I feel like they hit another home run. I enjoyed this pay-per-view much more than Full Gear. I thought all the matches really hit on what they needed to be. CM Punk and MJF, great storytelling, fantastic storytelling. Bryan Danielson versus Jon Moxley, that was terrific. even Hangman Page and Adam Cole, except it's not really my favorite match, but I thought every match, I mean, Sting at 50 years old, going out there and having that brawl. So let's start with the top of the show. Let's start with Layla Hirsch defeating Chris Statlander. It's a 5-minute match. This will be apparent in a little bit why Layla Hirsch defeated Chris Statlander. It's like a 5-minute match. Don Callis returned. He talked about how, you know, Kenny Omega, and, you know, he mentioned the Bucks and how he wants the Bucks to win. He was basically playing heel. Hook defeats QT Marshall in a very short match. This was at the buy-in. House of Black versus the Death Triangle and Eric Redbeard, the former Eric Rowan. Great match. You know, a lot of going back and forth stuff. I thought this was terrific. It ended with the Fire Thunder Driver by Brody King. And a good buy-in, a good show to get you, like, get your palate wet for what is about to begin. Now the pay-per-view begins. They don't do elaborate video packages. They just kind of start the show, and I like that. No wasted time. Our first match is Eddie Kingston versus Chris Jericho. Le Champion, the Demo God, whatever you want to call him. They come out. They had a nice knock him out, you know, brawl. It was good to start the show. Eddie Kingston has such a authentic quality to him. When he comes out, you know, you just feel his presence, you know, like he doesn't feel like he's bullshit. There's no bullshit to Eddie Kingston. He's just out there. He's like, I don't give a fuck if you like me or not. Oh, this is what I fucking do. And Jericho has lost a lot of weight, and that has helped. And they just beat the crap out of each other. I thought it was a nice brawl. It ended with Eddie Kingston submitting Chris Jericho, and the whole stipulation of this match was that if Eddie Kingston defeated Chris Jericho, Jericho would shake Eddie Kingston's hand. Well, he refuses to, and he runs out of the ring, and people are kind of pissed, and it's like, what the hell was that? They do address that on Dynamite, and when we get to Dynamite, we'll talk about that. But I like this match. It was nice for what it needed to be. Eddie Kingston's match with Miro at All Out last year was really good as well. I didn't really like the Eddie Kingston match versus CM Punk, but that was good too. So now we're up to the AEW tag titles. It is Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus versus Red Dragon, R-E, and W with capitalized D and R, Agon, and the Young Bucks. And they won both Red Dragon and Young Bucks won a tag team battle royal to get into this. This was nice. Really good tag team effort from both. Jungle Boy continues to improve and just get better and better. Red Dragon, they're perfect for AEW. Young Bucks, you know, they're always good. If you don't like their style, well, I don't know what to tell you, but, you know, they're good at what they do. Last year, that cage match that they had in against the Lucha Bros was amazing. And I thought that, you know, they just continue to hit on. I like the way this thing, like, it looked like they might have them, look like they're there. And the Thoracic Express was what did them in. But the way they pinned them was like, it was like, you know, they barely squeaked by. Now we're at the Face of the Revolution match. The winner gets a TNT championship title match. Wardlow versus Keith Lee versus Christian versus freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy versus Power Ricky Star. Oh, Ricky Starks, powerhouse, and then versus powerhouse Hobbs. So you got a lot of Team Taz in there. This was much better than last year's Face the Revolution match, but it ended up, you know, really elevating Wardlow. Wardlow wins, and it looks like he's going in, and they're going to give him something to really do. And I think it's about time. He's gotten so much better. He is probably one of the most improved wrestlers I've seen. They've started him slow. He's just continued to get better. He was the muscle for MJF. And now he's doing, if you look at that match that CM Punk and MJF had in Chicago, when Wardlow came out and they're like reacting to, they're reacting to it. CM Punk really helped that guy when he took all those power bombs. A lot of people don't like, I didn't like that match, but looking at it now, I'm like, it's at the table for Wardlow. Wardlow feels like their version of Batista, and they've done a great job. Then we had a contract signing. They did not really build this up like they usually do with a contract signing. And that was smart because, you know, not enough people know who this character is. If he built it up, they would all be thinking, oh, it's Kurt Angle. It's Brock Lesnar. It's this, it's John Cena. It's that guy. It's Goldberg. It could be anybody. And, you know, it ended up being Shane Swerve Strickland. But since it wasn't built up, it worked. And he's a good talker and a good wrestler. And I think it's a good get. And once again, AEW continues to present people in the way that they need to be presented instead of just putting a square peg in a round hole like WWE does. And as you know, I don't like WWE. I don't like what they're doing. And I'm going to talk a little bit about them at the end here. We're kind of going old school here where I would go into that. But, you know. I thought this pay-per-view was amazing, so I want to talk about it. The TBS Championship is next. Jade Cargill versus Ty Conte. Jade Cargill comes out dressed as Jade from Mortal Kombat. I thought that was so cool. That popped me. I like that. As being a Mortal Kombat fan, as soon as I saw it, I was like, all right, I like that. And from everything I've heard, I mean, I'm not the biggest Jade Cargill fan, but from hearing what she's doing with Bryan Danielson and how he's working with her and how she's really, you know, getting it, you know what? I can't really fault her. You know, if she's willing to learn, she's willing to get better, then you know what? That's all I can ask from a performer. And she's doing a good job. She's still undefeated. She defeats Ty Conte. A lot of, you know, kind of interference. NRJ gets involved. Jade Cargill wins. Nice match. Now we get to where we really are getting to the good stuff. The dog collar match. CM Punk versus MJF. MJF cuts like one of the best promos of his career. The promo of his career. He mentions the wrestling. Wrestling Classic on Instagram. And you know, I DM'd him immediately and was like, you know, that's you. MJF on the last Dynamite, you know, opens up Punk, and he rephrases what Punk said when he turned heel, that, you know, the greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing all of you he didn't exist. And that was a brilliant piece of a promo to signify who he had become. And MJF said, well, I am the devil himself. Great use of everything. This was been great. I didn't really like the MJF versus Punk match, as I have stated. Or did I state? But man, do I like this match. So the dog collar match. MJF is out. MJF teases everybody. He comes out to the opening of CM Punk's Cult of Personality, only for his music to hit. Everybody boos. But then what do we hear? We hear the old music, the Misery Cantada, coming out. And it's CM Punk and ROH gear. And ROH music, the original CM Punk. He's got the long shorts. This was awesome. I've been waiting for him to like go back to that look for so long, and here he comes out, and it was such a cool way to do it, as and saying, look, you have awakened the beast and CM Punk, and CM Punk is coming for you. And this was just awesome match. They did a dog collar match, a lot of blood. They both bled. It was a feud. It was a grudge match. They had it. They had out. They had it out for each other. CM Punk hits the GTS, and who shows up? Wardlow. Everybody's just like what? I ruined it. MJF has got him down, and Wardlow comes out, and he's asking for the ring, and Wardlow can't find it, and he's looking and he's looking. And then CM Punk, you know, pulls the chain, yanks the chain into him and hits the GTS. And then he looks right at Wardlow. Wardlow looks at CM Punk. They both stare eye to eye. And he pulls out his jacket, the ring, and he puts it on the apron. And CM Punk puts the ring on. And, you know, MJF, the defiant guy that he is, spits in Punk's face. He punches him. 1, 2, 3, CM Punk defeats MJF. And when he gets on the turnbuckle, as he's celebrating, he is doing the belt. I want the belt. So I got to believe at Double or Nothing, it's going to be CM Punk going for that championship, whoever the champion may be. I got to believe same man page. But CM Punk, it's got to be going there. Also, he took the chain off and, you know, swung it around like Bruiser Brody. Such a class act, such a guy. And I just thought this was poetic justice. You know, it was the ring that beat him. You know, he got screwed with the ring, and now finally MJF gets his comeuppance. Great job. Next match, I really like this match. Britt Baker versus Thunder Rosa. I'm waiting for Thunder Rosa to finally beat Britt Baker. It's only a little while ago since they had their lights out match. And this Thunder Rosa, you know, has got Britt Baker's number, and it looks like she's got it. And she's got it 1, 2, 3. Oh no, somebody's got the ref, so she can't get it. Then she's got her, you know, tapping out. Oh, there's no ref. And then Baker comes in and hits the curb stomp. And it was, you know, it looks like they're going to hold it off a little bit. But Thunder Rosa, you know, she had the visual win. Now we come to my favorite match of the night. Jon Moxley versus Bryan Danielson. Holy shit, was this fun. This was blood galore. If you like blood, oh my God. If you like hard-hitting violence, this was a New Japan match. This was Minoru Suzuki and Bryan. This was great. They head-butted each other till they bled. They were stiff. They did rest. They did, holding each other out. It was violent. This was just great. And, Danielson looked like he was about to win when he had the triangle choke, the triangle sleeper, but Moxley got a roll up and Danielson's like kind of pissed, like, what do you mean I lost? And then they just continue fighting. And who shows up but William, or as they will call him now, Lord William Regal, Lord William Stephen Regal, comes out. And the place goes nuts, because anyone that knows anything about wrestling knows that these two have been like molded by this. Jon Moxley having one of his best feuds in NXT with William Regal, and Bryan Danielson being mentored by William Regal his whole career. And he's looking at them both and he slaps both of them and he makes them shake hands. And it was great. It's like the beginning of a faction. I thought this was my favorite match. I thought this was just terrific storytelling, and it's going somewhere, and I love it. And William Regal is going to be used the way he should be used, respected, not as some clown that Vince McMahon saw him as. Vince McMahon has no idea how great that guy is, and this is awesome. Next, we're up to the Tornado Tag, Sammy Guevara, Sting, and Darby Allin versus AHFO, Andrade, Matt Hardy, and Isaiah Cassidy. All of AHFO are out there. Darby does this like little, they do this little movie thing where they're going, they're like crashing this like wedding type thing, and Sting's there, and it was great. This was a knock 'em out drag, and to see Sting at 62, wait, is it 62? think it's 62 years of age, still going out there and having this knock him out match is just amazing. Darby continues to just continue to get over. Sammy Guevara, same thing with him. Sting does a diving splash off of a balcony into two tables. It was a safe spot, but it could have been dangerous. Sammy Guevara takes a flips. I think it was Isaiah Goff's Cassidy off the stage, hits his head on the table. Amazing. Matt Hardy, you know, gets hit with the Darby wins with the coffin drop. This was great. Nice brawl, nice tornado tag brawl. And I just loved it. AEW World Championship, we're now at Hangman Adam Page versus Adam Cole, baby. Now, this wasn't my favorite match, but these guys work hard. And it was distractions galore. Everybody came out. You had the Dark Order. The Elite coming out, you know. Red Dragon is out there, you know. It was good stuff. It ends with Hangman Page tying up Adam Cole with the belt and, you know, basically beating the crap out of him, then hitting the buckshot Larry and knocking him out. 1, 2, 3, Hangman Page wins. And then he shakes Adam Cole's hand. Great show. This was one of their best shows. I think they can improve on this. They're really hitting on all strides here. AEW is like an another atmosphere. And this did, I think, 170,000 buys, close to 200,000 buys. I mean, they're continuing to get their numbers up at a level that a TNA never got to. They're WCW right now. They're right nipping at the heels of WWE. And before long, these guys are going to, I'm telling you, they're going to beat them. They're going to beat them. Their show is way too tight for them not. I mean, people say, no, nobody can beat. Nobody thought Netflix could beat Blockbuster. I know I've talked about that, but it's true. And the bears stating. I just thought this was a great show. Great storytelling all around. All the matches felt different and had a different feel. There may have been too much blood for some, but when you're going to have brawls, you got to have blood. So this takes us to AEW Dynamite, 3/9/2022. Jericho starts the show. He asks Eddie Kingston to come out. He shakes his hand. And then 2.0 comes out. And sort of Proud and Powerful come out. And Jericho uses the bat and he turns on all of them. Jake Hager comes out. You don't, not sure, but he's with Jericho. And they form the Jericho Appreciation Society. The Inner Circle is dead. It is now the Jericho Appreciation Society. And Jericho's going to get these guys over. I mean, he helped get Sammy Guevara over. He helped get Proud and Powerful over in some ways. Some will say to what degree. It's great. We got another faction here. Hangman versus Dante Martin. Hangman Adam Page wins. Dante Martin is apparently going back to the tag team scene. Cole comes out and challenges Hangman to a 6-man tag. It looks like it will be the Hangman, Adam Page, and Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus versus Adam Cole and the partners of his choosing. The next thing we have is Brian Danielson and John Moxley with William Regal versus the Work Horsemen. Nice, you know, brawl. LaBelle Lock. Brian Danielson wins. Shivani comes out. Regal cuts an amazing promo. This is one of the best promos you'll ever hear. He cries. He says Shivani was one of the first people that, you know, actually showed him how to do things here in America. It was, so he thanked him 30 years. He talked about Brian Danielson. He said, you became the wrestler I never could be because you never had my problems. And I, you know, basically William Regal has been living vicariously through Brian Danielson and mentoring him and showing him how to be there. And Moxley is another one that he kind of mentored and showed him a lot of things. I like this. I hope it's not just the tag team. I think they should form a faction, but if they're going to start the tag team route first, then that's a great way to go about it. Pac defeats Wheeler Yuta. I didn't really pay attention to this match. after that, FDR fires Tully Blanchard. And it was very fast. They were really running, crunched for time. The Young Bucks, thought they were going to be the partner of Adam Cole, but it's going to be Red Dragon and Adam Cole. So you got the Undisputed Era back again. The AHFO emergency board meeting. Matt's out there. Andrade Hilo, the Butcher and the Blade. You got, Isaiah Cassidy and the other guy. I forget their names. And, they're doing a vote. And he says, my guys won't vote me out. And in the back of him, Isaiah Cassidy, they've got it up. And then they turns to down and they just beat the crap out of him. Sting and Darby come out and they get beaten down. And then who comes out? Everybody knows he's coming, but he comes out. Jeff Hardy. And not only do they hit his loaded theme, because WWE doesn't own the theme, they have to license it out. So Jeff Hardy comes out and clears the ring, and it's awesome as they got to use that music. And it's just the Hardy Boys reunite. We get the Swanton Bomb. We get the Twist of Fate and the Swanton Bomb. The Hardy Boys are back. So this was awesome. This was an awesome, awesome, awesome moment. Thank you, AEW. Thank you, Tony Khan, for thinking about how to do what the fans would want to see. And that's how the fans want to see it. Next, we got Wardlow's interview. And he cuts a babyface interview saying, I grew up poor. And, MJF gave me a chance and everything. But, I'm pretty much done with that. And, Wardlow it's Wardlow's time. Is basically. He cut the Batista promo, the Batista cut, after he won the world title the night after WrestleMania 21. And I'm excited. I like what they're doing with him. And I don't know if he wins the TNT championship, but he could, or they could have MJF screw him, which I think could happen too. This was great. He said, I am still an employee of MJF, but you know what? I just don't give a shit anymore. Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus versus the Acclaimed. Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus win. Good match. Nothing to write home about. Jade Cargill's backstage. She talks about her kiss of death, her new thing. Then we have Thunder Rosa versus Layla Hirsch. The winner gets Britt Baker next week. Thunder Rosa beats Layla Hirsch. And it is announced that it will be a cage match. And what a way to use the stipulation, because every way that Britt Baker has won has been through. As I said, so now steel cage match. This will make me, this is the best use of a stipulation that I've seen, because every single match that Britt Baker has been in, she has used outside interference. So it's poetic justice for Britt Baker to finally lose in a cage, because Thunder Rosa has her right where she wants her. And this is the anniversary of the Lights Out match, and Thunder Rosa, it's her hometown. I gotta believe she's defeating Britt Baker. It's her time. Britt Baker's held this title almost for a whole year. It's time for Thunder Rosa to defeat Britt Baker and win the women's championship. And I think that's what we're looking at. And I think Thunder Rosa defeats Britt Baker in her hometown in the steel cage, but she can't have any of her little goons help her. And DMD is going to be LOSOL. Shit out of luck. How about that? So that brings us to our main event, TNT Championship. It is Scorpio Sky versus Sammy Guevara. Sammy Guevara gets beaten down. We see Ty Conti come out. Paige Van Zandt attacks her, and Scorpio Sky ends up getting the win over Sammy Guevara. Paige VanZant lays out Ty Conti and signs her contract on the body of Ty Conti, who's laying on top of Sammy Guevara. But we have a new TNT championship. I got to believe this could be a short-term run. Wardlow defeats Scorpio Sky, or who knows what's going to happen. But yeah, Scorpio Sky faces Wardlow next week. A lot of good things happening here. These shows are getting tighter and tighter. I felt there was nothing, no dead air, dead space. I'm really impressed with what AEW is doing. AEW just continues to impress and continues to just be a show that just, you know, hits on all cylinders. And I'm impressed. I'm impressed. I'm liking what AEW is doing. I like Bryan Danielson and William Regal and Jon Moxley. I like the Jericho Appreciation Society. I think it's a great way for him to make 2.0. I got to believe it's going to be Hangman Page for Adam Page versus CM Punk. CM Punk wins the title in T-Mobile. And if you're going to bring in Bray Wyatt, that's probably the place to bring in Bray Wyatt. But if you're going to do it, you should probably tease it. But who knows? He's still filming his stuff. I got to believe if he's going to go anywhere, he's going to go there. He's probably friends with Jericho. So I got to believe, you know, that's coming. People saying, well, they've got too many people as it. Yeah, they do have too many people as it is. But you know what? They need all the stars they can get because they need, you want to compete, you got to compete. They already don't feel like it. They don't feel like they're pushing the cast offs because they're, you know, and CM Punk is not a cast off. He's a guy that didn't want to go to WWE and they got him. So that's it. Let's talk a little bit about ROH. So ROH was bought by Tony Khan last week. Great. I think that's great. One, the ROH Ring of Honor Pass is a horrible service, and Tony Khan needs to put those great matches up there with the music so that we can get the feel of what ROH was. CM Punk did so many amazing things, and it's their library has barely been used. And if it was Vince, he wouldn't do it right. Tony Khan's the right guy. We're getting closer and closer to an over-the-top box for AEW. I would put AEW, I would get Ring of Honor, and I would get PWG. And I think you would have that. And if you could get All Japan, which nobody's done, or combine it with New Japan and create this super, super service, that would be the main, that would be even better if they want to do something like that. I don't know if they want to sell to HBO Max or if they want to, you know, it depends. I mean, but I'm ready for them to be on a service so I can delete the DVR. But good stuff. Shame on WWE. Shame on you for once again teasing something, letting it out that Austin is going to wrestle, and he's not. It's a confrontation. It's the same shit he's done before. Carlito in Austin at WrestleMania 21. WrestleMania 32, you know, in Dallas, Austin, you know, and HBK and then beating the stupid, you know, the job guys. I don't remember. It was horrible. Made everybody look stupid. So yeah, it's just going to be Austin stunning Kevin Owens and who cares? It's not going to be anything. It's just more crap. This Austin Theory versus Pat McAfee, who cares? All I know is Brock better beat Roman. Because if you're not going to have Brock beat Roman, who else is there going to be? Are you going to bring Rock in there to beat Roman? Why is Rock going to beat Roman? He's not. So we're going to hold the title for another whole year? I mean, just get the title off him, please. I'm so sick of this tribal chief thing. I'm like, are you guys so creatively bankrupt that like you can only do one champion for a whole, like that's all you got? It's lame. I know some people don't want to see Brock win, but I'm like, Brock's the baby face. Send the fans home happy with something. I don't know. WrestleMania seems to be okay. AEW is way more my style. And soon they got all the ROH stuff. And I think when they do their Hall of Fame thing, they should have Punk and Danielson. They should all come out to their ROH music. It'll be cool. Yeah. So I got to say, I'm enjoying wrestling right now. From all accounts, from what I've heard, that the WWE 2K22 is actually a good game. So way to go with that, even though half the roster is not on in the company anymore. And if that's the case, then why'd you take out Bryan Danielson? Why'd you take out The Fiend? Why would you take out those guys? I don't know. It's kind of stupid to me. But yeah, AEW hitting on all cylinders. So with that, I think that about does it. I want to say thank you for listening. Thank you. I'm excited, you know. I should have another interview next week. It's just been hard as I've been in Florida, but good stuff in AEW. I'm really impressed. And that's why I wanted to talk about it. I'm not going to do this every week, but, you know, I wanted to talk about AEW. I'm going to talk about wrestling more through the prism of interviews, because I think that's a funner thing as opposed to me just sitting here talking to you on a bit. But I was so excited about this show. This show was a fun show, and I got nothing but good stuff to say about AEW. And WWE, I don't know what you are. And if you like WWE, well, hats off to you, but I don't. And I'm not going to apologize for it. And that about wraps it up. As I just said, thank you for listening. And as always, I will see you next time on the DMF.